السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continuing with the biography of Sayyidina Umar رضي الله تعالى عن أمير المؤمنين. So one of the aspects that Sayyidina Umar رضي الله عنه had to deal with was complaints from the people against the governors that Umar رضي الله عنه had appointed. Sometime certain people had certain complaints. Like for example, there were complaints of the people of Kufa against Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala. So Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu an, he was a very compassionate leader towards his people. He was strong and determined against the people of falsehood and troublemakers, and he was very kind towards the people of truth and obedience. But in every community you will always get fitna makers. So people went and they complained to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu called Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, verified the situation, and then he assured Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu anhu that that is what I had expected of you. In other words, I didn't really, you know, have too much of trust in what these people were saying about you. I didn't expect that from you. But despite that, he still sent people with Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu anhu to go and independently investigate the matter. This was the justice of Umar radiallahu anhu. But as was the case, that these people went, they investigated the matter, and they found that Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu anhu was innocent of their, of these people's false accusations. I'm not going into, you know, the details, but when they came to one masjid, because they were going from masjid to masjid, and the people that Umar radiallahu anhu sent with Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, they would announce that, is there anybody that has any complaints against Sa'ad radiallahu anhu? And in every masjid, all the people, nobody had any complaint. They all only praised him. But when they came to the Banu Abs, right? So now the announcement was made. So a person by the name of Usama bin Qatada, he stood up and he said, see now, if you're really asking us, the way he put it, like, now he doesn't want to complain, but these people were the ones who were causing the fitna. So he said that, no, if you, you know, really now you have asked us, so then the reality is that he does not divide equally, he is not just towards the people, and he doesn't lead us in war. So Sa'ad radiallahu anhu said that, oh Allah, if what he is saying, he is lying and he is showing off, then may his eyesight be taken away. May the number of his dependents increase, and may he be exposed to temptation. So the situation of this person later on in life, he became blind. He had 10 daughters. Now one side you blind, other side you got so many dependents, that two daughters, that they can't go out and work, unlike sons. And he was so prone to fitna, that whenever he heard of any woman, he would rush now. Although he was blind, he would rush there now to that woman to go and hold her. And when he was caught, then he said that the baddu'a, the baddu'a meaning the curse of Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, the blessed man. In other words, his baddu'a has afflicted me. Then Sa'ad radiallahu anhu made dua against them, saying that, oh Allah, if they are acting out of cheerful arrogance and falsely, then strike them with your calamities. Then they were struck with calamities. Jarrah was killed with the sword on the day when they rebelled against Hazrat Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu, and they tried to kill him through betrayal. The Qabisa, all these were the different people who were involved in this fitna. Qabisa was struck with rocks and died. Arbad was killed by a blow with a sword handle. Right? So this is why the pious people of Allah Ta'ala, we must not, you know, offend them. Some people, we are all humans. Sometimes even a pious person can make a mistake. Even if the person did make a mistake, that doesn't mean now we must publicize the person's mistake or embarrass the person, etc. And sometime, you know, especially in this era of the cell phone and the WhatsApps and all the other social media platforms, we receive something, we don't even know whether it's true, whether it's false. We didn't even find out what is the reality behind the whole situation. We just take it, we forward it, we share it with friends and family. And sometime in there, somebody's izzat is being taken, somebody is being, you know, put to the ground. The worst of things are being said about a person, right? And sometime the whole thing is false. The person who wrote the message, he too didn't make any tahqiq, didn't, you know, investigate the matter. And the people who are forwarding it also, they didn't investigate the matter. Sometimes these pious people, if they have, you know, their hearts are hurt, sometimes even if they don't make a baddua, but because they are so close to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala sometime will retaliate on their behalf. So this was one incident. Then there were incidents, complaints against Amr bin al-As radiallahu anhu, who was the governor of Egypt. Here again, Umar radiallahu anhu investigated the matter, right? Then there were complaints against Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, who was the governor of Basra. Now imagine complaints against Sa'id bin Amir, who was the governor of Homs. Now, these were all senior people. But people made complaints against them. If there was some truth in the complaint, Umar radiallahu anhu would take action. If a governor needed to be removed from his position, he would remove him also. And where it was found that there is fitna, but it is in the best interest of the community to rather replace the governor, Umar radiallahu anhu would call that governor away to Madinah Munawwara. He would explain to him that I know that you are innocent, but it's better for you that you remain here in Madinah Munawwara, and he would put somebody else in his place. So this was something that Umar radiallahu anhu had to deal with, as any leader will have to deal with, in their term, right? Sometimes Umar radiallahu anhu would call the governor and scold him also. And sometimes he would send a letter. Sometimes it would be verbal scoldings, and sometimes it would be written scoldings. The other incident that enemies of Islam, Orientalists, Shia and others, they have a field day with it, is the story of the dismissal of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. Right? So the enemies of Islam have a vivid imagination, and they have intense hatred that enables them to hunt out narrations which, you know, they can paint the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in a bad light. Right? Especially the Shia, they are, you know, number one in this. If they cannot find any narrations to paint a Sahabi in a bad light, then they fabricate things. Sometimes they take a hadith, they add on one word, or they leave out one word, just to paint a Sahabi in a bad light. Right? So both Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu have been exposed to the fabrications of the enemies of Islam. They tried to distort historical record. Right? Now, Umar radiallahu anhu had dismissed Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu from the general leadership and governorship in Sham. So this happened the first time in 13 Hijri, when Umar radiallahu an succeeded Abu Bakr radiallahu an. Abu Bakr passed away, and then Umar radiallahu an became the Khalifa, right? So at that time, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an was the general ruler, general governor of Sham. Umar radiallahu an dismissed him from that position, right? So the reason for the dismissal was the difference in the way Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu an dealt with governors. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's method of dealing with his governors was to give them complete freedom within the framework of the general system of the state, right? So that was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's way, right? The governor had the right, based on the consent of the Khalifa, to run the affairs of the province without referring every minor matter to the Khalifa. Right? Abu Bakr radiallahu an was happy like that. Right? However, when Umar radiallahu an became the Khalifa, so his system was different. Right? He wanted the governors to change certain methods. Right? And he wanted everything to be reported to him, etc. Right? So Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an, he felt that he won't be able to fulfill this the way Umar radiallahu an wants it, right? So he requested Umar radiallahu an that if you want it like this, then rather, relieve me and put somebody else to do it. So like that, Umar radiallahu an had dismissed Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an, right? Now, to see the ikhlas, to see the sincerity of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were not chasing for positions, right? Because after this, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhum remained in Sham, and he continued working under the leadership of Sayyiduna Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an, because when Umar radiallahu an dismissed Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an from his position, he put Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an as the governor. For 4 years, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an served under Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an, and he didn't go against him even once. He didn't go against him even once, right? When Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an asked him to carry out any military mission or anything, he said, I will do it. I was only waiting. You give me the instruction, I will do it. And like this, they lived with muhabbat. It's not like in today's times now, if a person is to be removed from his position, one is on a government level. Forget government level, even in masjids, even in madrasas, committees, small societies. Somebody is the chairman, now in the next AGM or something, then they put somebody else as the chairman, now people are upset. Now they want to see how they can derail, how they can bring ill repute to this person, how they can show that this person is not competent, etc., etc. But that was not the situation with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were there to promote the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were there to uplift the deen of Allah ta'ala. Who was in the position, they were not worried about. In fact, they preferred not to be in position, because with position comes lot of responsibility. So that was with regards to dismissal. There were two times that Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala was dismissed by Umar radiallahu ta'ala. But obviously there was a lot of hikmat and lot of wisdom in those dismissals. And Umar radiallahu anhu, being the Amir al-Mu'mineen, he had the right. He was the Amir al-Mu'mineen. Whatever decision he takes, he must take it keeping the good of the Ummah at heart. So it is mentioned, now again to see their ikhlas and their clean hearts, right? When Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was on his deathbed, when he was passing away, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu went to visit him. Khalid radiallahu anhu said to him that, "O Abu Darda, when Umar radiallahu anhu passes away, you will see things that you dislike." Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said to him, "By Allah, I agree with you." In other words, what he was saying, that Umar radiallahu anhu is the one who is keeping many fitnas at bay. When he passes away, many fitnas will come apparent. And he went on to say, right, that at times Umar radiallahu anhu was hard with me, but at the same time he was hard with others also. And he said that I knew that in whatever Umar radiallahu anhu does, he seeks to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this was their clean hearts. When death approached and he knew that he is going to pass away, he wept and he said, "There is no deed that I have done that gives me more hope after saying, La ilaha illallah." In other words, after bringing iman, now he's thinking of what good deed he has got a lot of hope on, right? So he says that on an intensely cold night, with a raiding party of muhajirin, I spent carrying my shield in the rain, waiting for morning to come so that we could raid the kuffar. In other words, we could attack. And then he said, "You must engage in fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I participated in such and such battles, and there is no place on my body the size of even a hand span that has not received a blow from a sword or been pierced by an arrow or a spear. But here I am dying on my bed as a camel dies." In other words, he's saying that my yearning was for shahadat, but now I'm passing away here on my bed. And then he said, "May the cowards never prosper. I sought death in the places where it may be sought, but it was only decreed that I should die on my own bed." Khalid radiallahu anhu asked Umar radiallahu anhu to carry out his will. Now, if he had any ill feelings for Umar radiallahu anhu, who do you appoint as an executor in your estate? Somebody you love, somebody you trust. He appointed Umar radiallahu anhu as his executor. He says, "I entrust my affairs, my estate, and the carrying out of my will to Amirul Mu'mineen Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu." Umar radiallahu anhu wept and mourned deeply for him. And the daughters of his paternal uncle also wept for him. It was said to Umar radiallahu anhu that he should tell the people to stop. But Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Let them weep. Let them weep for Abu Sulaiman." Abu Sulaiman was the title of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. It says, "Let them weep for Abu Sulaiman. So long as they are not, you know, saying anything wrong, right? As long as they are just weeping for him, they are crying for him, there's no problem with that. Let them weep. For the like of Abu Sulaiman radiallahu anhu, let the weepers weep." In other words, he's saying that this was such a great man. He did so much for Deen-e-Islam that if people are weeping for him, then let them weep. Let them weep. He said about him, a hole was developed in the structure of Islam. When Hisham bin Bakhtari came to Umar radiallahu an with some people from the Banu Makhzum, Umar radiallahu an said to Hisham, Hisham was a poet, so he said to him, recite to me what you say about Khalid. When he recited it, he said, you have fallen short in praising Abu Sulaiman. So this Hisham, he composed a poetry praising Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. But what Umar radiallahu anhu is telling him, he said, you have fallen short in praising him. In other words, your praises are not enough. You didn't praise him enough. You have fallen short in praising him. May Allah have mercy on him. He loved to humiliate shirk. These are the words of Umar radiallahu anhu. He's saying, he loved to humiliate shirk. Then he said, may Allah have mercy on Abu Sulaiman. What is with Allah is better for him than what he had in this world. He is missed after his death, and he was praised whilst he lived. No one will live forever. He died and was buried in Homs, in Sham, in 21 Hijri. May Allah Ta'ala bestow abundant mercy upon him and raise his status among the righteous. Ameen. So these were the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They had very, very pure hearts. Very, very pure hearts. When Umar radiallahu an, he dismissed Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an as the army general. Now one of the reasons was that Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an, every war he is fighting, he is victorious. Right? He is victorious, victorious. And this is becoming very famous. Amongst the kuffar also, they're getting very, very worried. If they hear Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu is coming, they are shaking. Right? Umar radiallahu anhu dismissed him. And one of the reasons was that Umar radiallahu anhu wanted to protect everybody's iman. Right? He didn't want that people must think they can only win a war if they go into the war with Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. So he didn't want people's aqidah to get, you know, or their trust in Allah Ta'ala to get weak. So that's why he removed Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu to show that, see, victory doesn't come from Khalid bin Walid. Victory comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To protect the iman of the people was more important than to win the wars. And Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, despite fighting so many wars, but he passed away on his bed. He passed away at home on his bed. And he was lamenting that I'm passing away here like how a camel dies. But ulama have mentioned that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him the title Saifullah, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, his title was Saifullah, Sword of Allah. Then who can break the sword of Allah? So it was not possible for him to be defeated in battle, because he was Saifullah, the sword of Allah. In fact, the kuffar, they used to actually, you know, amongst them now, the story started going that he has been given a sword from Allah. You know, and stories go, then people add kachumba, they add extra, extra. So they started saying that, no, you can't beat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu because he has got a sword from Allah. He has got a sword from Allah. So one of the kuffar leaders asked him also, that, are you ready? Have you really been given a sword from Allah? So he told them, no, I haven't been given any sort from Allah. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him the title, Sayfum min suyufillah, that he is a sword from amongst the swords of Allah. So ulama say that that's why he couldn't pass away in battle. Nobody could beat him, nobody could martyr him, because how can you break the sword of Allah? Fair, we'll stop there, and inshallah we'll continue these lessons. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.